Hi, I'm Pauline Field, and this is today's episode of Wit, Wisdom, and Wrinkles. And today I want to talk about Dry January. I'm sure that some of you have taken that on to not drink alcohol during the month of January. And if that's you, bravo. And why are you doing it? Because it's just done, because your friends are doing it, or because you just want to see. So here's the thing. I like a drink as much as anybody. I like a cocktail once in a while. I like a glass of wine with dinner. And I was kind of disturbed at a recent study that says, no. Moderation, is not good enough. Alcohol is carcinogenic. And it's like, not something I'm interested in. Now, am I going to give up alcohol altogether? Who knows? But for now, absolutely. So, what are the benefits? Well, first of all, you're not taking that carcinogenic into your body. Your liver will appreciate it because that's what alcohol affects. I don't know if it's first, but that's been known for a long time. And I don't know about you, but for most people, it disturbs your sleep. And sleep is so important for our physical health and our emotional health. So, what about the lifestyle? You know, when you're with one person or several people and they're having a cocktail or a glass of wine, and you don't want to feel left out. You want to be part of the party. Well, there's more and more mocktails, which are pretty fancy drinks. They just don't have alcohol in them. And then there's just alternatives. I know sometimes I will have some bubbly water instead of some plain water if I'm around people who are drinking. And more, when I entertain, people are asking for water, period. So, for your health, I hope you will consider the benefits of maybe giving up alcohol altogether, but at least moderating it considerably. I know I'm not going to be having that glass of wine very often, if at all. And it really, if you're making it through January, you might consider the benefits of keeping going with that. And you look at the long-term considerations and maybe find things to do that don't revolve around alcohol or alcoholic drinks. So, thank you for being with me today. I hope this has been helpful, inspiring. And I do hope that you'll find laughter today, and then I'll see you back here tomorrow.